yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tillamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
We're all about finding the next big thing. It wasn't difficult to find the next big things when it comes to the Yankees organization. That's George Lombard Jr., first round pick 2023. Also, Southeast Florida product, high school, comes up already in Major League Camp, already getting sage advice from the folks at the Yankees like Aaron Judge and others. And he's soaking it all in. You're going to listen to George and you're going to be like, wow, this kid is bright. This kid has it going on. This kid is a star of the making. This kid is the next .. Yeah, he's the next big thing when it comes to the Yankees. I believe it. He's got the talent. He's got the personality. He also has the pedigree because his dad, former player, coach, George Lombard Sr., has guided him the right way. You can tell. All right, well, quick B.I.B. on the go, George Lombard Jr.
Of the lessons, only been a couple of years, right? And you've obviously gone through the major league lifestyle, but you think that you have a pretty good idea. What didn't you have a good idea about?
Well, yeah, there's a big difference between being around it a lot and seeing it and not as a player, just as family and being around the clubhouse and seeing the guys.
I'll send it to you now.
Perfecto.
You can send it to your mom.
Gracias. And that obviously helps a ton, and it's a huge influence and a huge foundation to build upon. But being in it and doing it every single day and being a player is a whole other aspect. So learning that part and learning to prepare and post every single day, because that's the one thing that really sets apart this level from anything else previously, is that you just got to post every single day, whether you feel good, whether you don't feel good. And that's one thing that I've learned a lot from just playing and experiencing it and then talking to some of these.
Could you have known that? Veterans. I mean, like you said, like, you listen, I mean, we learn every day, right? But could you, when did you start understanding that? When you started getting the grind of it all?
Yeah, like once I started just like picking some of these veterans, picking their brains a little bit. Once I started doing it myself, once I started playing every day, kind of just figuring it out on my own, learning what my body needs, learning what I need to prepare every single day. It's last year, like, it was a good process of trying out different things, learning what works for me, what doesn't work for me. So I think I'm, and as it will be every year, like, a lot better set up just having that experience under my belt and kind of knowing what it takes for myself personally to be ready every day.
Did you, when you were growing up, I mean, like you said, I don't know, first of all, like, what was the first when you were young that, like, holy mackerel, it is so cool, I'm meeting that guy. Was there that guy besides your dad?
There was a lot. I mean, Griffey was pretty cool.
Yeah.
To meet him. Who else?
Well, did you have a favorite player?
I would say, like, my favorite guys always to watch, and I got to see them, like, I got to see Corey Seager a lot. He was one of my guys, like a bigger shortstop. So that was one of my guys, and I love Lindor always since I was young. Those are like my two
have you got a chance to meet them?
I don't think I met Lindor. Seager, yes. I've spent some time with Corey, but I don't think I met Lindor yet. Maybe very briefly, but not.
So it's so awesome that you have different things to draw from, right? Your dad, Peter Kamins, yeah, we're sitting here, you know, Corey Seager or whatever. Is it something where you're starting to understand the bits and pieces of it? Like you said, you understand, like, what you've learned over since being a professional, but now you're like, oh, I remember he said this. I remember he said this. Is that a cliche question? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, for sure. Like, it's, you, like, learn all these things, and then once you start playing, and especially like even in these spring training games, once you're playing with all these guys that you've watched on TV and you've seen them and playing on the same field, and then you kind of start to put it together a little bit and you come into your own and you have a good game or two and you get like that sense of belonging that you're good enough to play on that level and to hang with these guys, and then as you learn from them you just get more and more comfortable, and that's I think what it's all about, is just getting that experience, getting more comfortable playing around those guys, because that's what it's all about. Once you can get that confidence and really know you belong, that's I feel like when guys take off and just get really
is it different, you kind of answered this, but is it different being in a clubhouse, you know, just I'm not talking about learning, mm-hmm. I'm just talking about being in the clubhouse with your dad, your major leaguers, and then being in the clubhouse with like Aaron Judge or something like that. Because before you weren't his teammate of anybody, right?
No, it's definitely different being around the guys when you're a lot younger, when I was, when you're just a kid, and then being an actual player and being a teammate of his, for sure. Like, just it's a whole different dynamic of how you can guys connect, what you guys talk about, and not in a bad, like in a good way. It's like a very different dynamic. But that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, listen, again, your teammates. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're playing spring training games, as you point out. You're playing. I don't know if there's a moment you've been on a field where like you looked over, like, oh, that guy.
Yeah.
I played him with a video game. Mm-hmm. You know, like. No, this is this is the evolution of you, you know?
No, for sure.
What is the thing that you feel that you're significantly better at than when you got your name called? Besides being bigger, stronger.
Yeah, obviously the physical things, being bigger, faster, stronger. That for sure. But I think another thing that you learn a lot from experience and being around the games is just the anticipation, even within at-bats, like how pitchers are going to work you, what they're going to try to do to you, how they're going to try to get you out, like knowing your strengths and weaknesses, what guys are going to try to expose and what they're going to go after. Obviously that helps with game planning and approach and plan-wise.
Yeah, so, they don't do that in high school.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just like, please school, let me get this guy out.
Exactly, yeah. It's all kind of the same thing. You know what guys are going to do. It's a lot more simple, and then there's a lot more nuances once you get into this level, different guys and how they use their stuff against your strengths and weaknesses. And so learning like the game planning aspect of it and the approach aspect of it is definitely a huge, I think, like a big step in getting to that next level and pushing up.
I ask everybody this, why, there's no wrong answers, why isn't baseball boring? And if you just give me an answer, you get a sticker.
Why isn't baseball boring? I mean,
no wrong answers.
What do you think of that game?
I can be here all day listening to reasons. It's like there's so many different things that can happen in a game. You never know what's going to happen. It's like, well, I think from a player's perspective, it's one of the most, of the team sports, it's one of the most like isolated competitive. It's just you against the pitcher when you're in the box. So the competitive aspect of it is great. In baseball, you get like, you have great fan bases, great histories behind franchises. There's like a million reasons.
Do you remember walking into a baseball stadium for the first time as a kid?
The first time I walked to Major League Stadium, I don't know.
I mean, obviously, like, it was when you were young.
When I was young, yeah.
But sometimes it's like you remember that moment of, like, the whites are never whiter, the greens are never greener.
Exactly.
And all, yeah.
The feels look
feels,
like a movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably, that never goes away, no. I think.
No,
I
don't know. It's like, yeah, it's just, like, the history and the traditions of it is, I think, also like a very special part of the sport.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we'll be following you. Thank you, man.